the album or CD that you secretly bought, because if your parents found out that you bought this, they would be angry at you, or some kind of version of that. Hiding music. We've talked about hiding food before. Yeah. This is hiding music from your parents when you were growing up. What were the groups or the songs that made them upset? Carrie, you have a whole list, don't you? You can listen to anything but Frank Sinatra.
Listen. The one that for some reason my parents could not tolerate was Peter Frampton, I'm in You.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, was a huge hit.
I cannot speculate on what was going through their minds at the time.
Hang on.
I'm in You.
Oh, yes.
This is the one that got you in trouble?
They did not like this.
I'm in You.
Oh, my.
Angie just looked at the album cover and said that it could have. What did you say?
I said I got pregnant just looking at the album cover art.
Maybe it was just a combo, all of the above. Ooh.
Did you have the single or was it the album, the whole album?
I feel like I had the whole album.
Ah, that's what it was. They saw that and then they heard this song? Oh, yeah. Forget it.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
They were not happy.
Ooh, other ones on the list.
Yeah.
A little more PG rated. George Carlin.
PG.
Oh, is this the one for Marguerite?
Yeah, she says, I let my mom listen to a George Carlin CD while we were driving, and she almost wrecked. Craig, who's new to the list, mentions yet again, you guys, Two Live Crew.
Yeah, Two Live Crew. I think the reason people liked to, or they wanted to buy Two Live Crew, it was in the news. There was a bunch of stuff around 1990 or so that was going on.
Yeah, and, they were most banned or something.
Yeah, most banned group. And so everybody, of course, went out and bought it.
Right. And let's be honest, those bass lines were, you know, it was all about the music, not the words, Jim.
Well, I'm not familiar with many of the compositions.
Had a good beat.
Yeah, I had a good beat. You could dance to it.
I was just going to say, you could really get loose. Okay, let's see. Two Live Crew's on there again. Cheech and Chong comedy album. I think that's a great one to mention because you're like laughing along. But then you realize, wait, I'm not supposed to know that that's funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that I do
right
know what
you
mean.
That's right up there with Carlin, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jim, did you have any, though?
I don't think it, but it didn't matter because I always wore headphones. I wore those big, bulky headphones that weighed like 58 pounds on your head.
Were you ever remotely a normal child, ever?
No, I wasn't. No, no.
I bet you never got in trouble, did you?
No, I didn't. I had no curfew. I had not. I was the perfect child. I had never had any problems ever.
Oh, and then you
grew
you.
Up. And then I grew up. And then that's in a whole other story.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.